Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. I'm Dan Small, and Jeff Kelm is with me again. Jeff, how are you doing?
Very good. Yourself, Dan?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Anything exciting going on in your life?
No, you know what? Not really. Last weekend, I ended up moving the fiance into my my place, my apartment.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's weird, you know. You live by yourself or with roommates, you know. You kind of have your own separate space.
Yeah.
And then you move somebody like your fiance or wife or whatever, it becomes our space really fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quick adjustment to get used to. You know?
Well, get used to it, man.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, but that's really the only thing that I ended up doing. So.
Okay.
You?
Well, I did a little traveling. I was down in southwest Wisconsin in Coulee Country on some business and drove by a couple trout streams that I had hoped that I would get a chance to fish, but I just kind of ran out of time.
Sure.
I kind of looked wistfully at them and checked them off on the map. Oh, there's one I didn't know about and a couple streams that I'd want to hit, you know, next time. But this weekend with Labor Day here and the last of summer, so to speak,
yeah,
I am going to get out and do some fishing, I think.
Very good. Before all the hunting seasons ramp up.
Before the hunting season. Well, actually, you know, I got dove hunting coming up on Monday and Tuesday. I'm doing a TV show on Tuesday with some folks at Milford Hills hunting doves.
Okay.
And I got Jim Wicks coming up from Florida. He is the founder of the Wisconsin Dove Hunters Association. He's coming back to hunt with me and a couple other guys who have been instrumental in getting dove hunting going here in Wisconsin. So I'm looking forward to that. But this is Labor Day weekend, and in Sheboygan, it's surfing time.
Yeah, it is it's a big thing. It's gone on for many, many years now.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think of Sheboygan. None of the communities along Lake Michigan really think of Lake Michigan as a surfing capital. But Sheboygan is known as the freshwater surfing capital of the world.
It is the Malibu of the Midwest.
That's right.
And this is the Dairyland Classic, and it's already underway, and it goes on all weekend. And we actually did a show with Larry and Lee Williams, the surfing dudes who founded this event, for Outdoor Wisconsin a number of years ago. And it was just really wild to see. And they had some pretty wild weather. I guess you got to have 20 or 25 mile an hour winds to really make it super surfing, but there's some good structure offshore.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of crazy. They do this to start up the beginning of the surfing season. You know, we're all starting to wind down the summertime. They're just starting to ramp up because as we get these east winds coming off the lake in the fall, that really that kicks up the waves quite a bit, and the surfing really gets good, I guess. I haven't personally tried it.
It sounds like you know what you're talking about. You haven't done it.
I haven't done it myself. No. I've been around it and been down at the lakefront to witness it a few times. And I mean, the guys have a lot of fun, especially if they do get some real nice waves coming in every time they do it. So.
Yeah. Well, I was just blown away when I learned that, you know, Sheboygan is known as the Malibu of the Midwest, and it's Surf City and everything. And I asked my friends who are of the same vintage of these guys, the Williams brothers. You know, Brad Karstad, who's, he makes those Wilderness Scout hydrojet canoes, and I've known Brad for years. And when I learned about these guys, I said, Brad, do you know these guys? Oh, yeah, they're the surfer dudes. And I said, but you never talk about them. He says, well, we fish, they surf. You know? Two different worlds.
I had a couple of guys that I went to high school with, brothers, that they loved surfing. They weren't born here in Sheboygan, but they moved here and they kind of adapted in with this group of surfers as well, and they love going out to Lake Michigan and giving it a shot.
Wow.
Man, I've never done it myself. I don't think I could even stand up on a surfboard, but those guys make it look easy.
You got to go try it. And I guess they put on wetsuits and they do it all through the fall and all winter as well.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. The only thing I think that hinders them a bit is ice chunks.
Ice would slow you down if you're surfing, yeah. But, you know, the same structure that creates the waves is what creates good onshore fishing or nearshore fishing in Sheboygan.
You bet.
Interesting. All right. Well, folks, Dairyland Classic, it's called. If you get your way up to Sheboygan this weekend or anytime this fall, I'm sure you'll find some folks surfing out there on the north end of town.
Yeah, North Point is where you got to find
where it happens, yeah. Well, we've got some exciting guests coming up on this week's show. We're going to talk to, speaking of Sheboygan, this is kind of the Sheboygan show here, we're going to talk to Sean and Connie Clark about an exciting bear hunt that they had in Ontario.
All right.
And we'll go west to the Mississippi River and talk with Jim Lodermeyer of the Alma Fishing Float and see how the fishing action is out that way. And we'll go up to Ashland to hear about the fishing on Lake Superior, Shawamigan Bay in Ashland County with Roger LaPenter. And, of course, we'll have our regular Camp Chef Cooking Corner with Cindy Overton of Black Pot Demos. But before we do that, we've got a giveaway. We have a winner from last week's drawing of the Milford Hills five-stand, the last five-pack of certificates for folks to shoot five-stand sporting clays. And Marion Finney of Milwaukee is the winner, and Marion will be sending you your certificates very soon. And this week we're giving away the last pair of Glacier gloves in this summer promotion. Glacier Glove is one of our sponsors, and they have a website, glacieroutdoor.com. And if you want to win a pair of Glacier gloves, and it'll be your choice, fishing gloves, hunting gloves, or technical gloves for climbing or paddling, the way to do that is to call this number right now, and we'll draw one name from all the entries that we get. And the number is 414-297-7554. Once again, 414-297-7554. Leave your name and phone number and tell us you want to enter the drawing for the Glacier gloves. Well, we'll be right back with the rest of the show in just a minute.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
You'll enjoy upland bird hunting, sporting clays, and shooting instruction year-round at Milford Hills Hunt Club near Johnson Creek. Milford Hills also has a well-stocked pro shop and a stunning lodge and banquet facility eager to cater your special event. Check out the new automated sporting clays system and enjoy sporting clays now at reduced prices. In August and September, Milford Hills Hunt Club is open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. until dusk, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Milford Hills 8-week fall sporting clays League for three-person teams starts Sunday, September 7th. Sign up your team today. Let Milford Hills Hunt Club cater your client or corporate outing, your fundraiser, your wedding, or bachelor party. The groom and best man shoot free at a bachelor party outing of 15 or more. Located north of I-94 near Johnson Creek, Milford Hills Hunt Club is Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. Call 920-699-2249 or visit them on the web at milfordhills.com.
Available now in stores and dealers near you, Ironclad Soft Bait Brands, as seen and demonstrated around the U.S. at major trade shows, Ironclad Soft Baits are taking the sport fishing industry by storm.
Discover why Bassmaster Magazine lists Ironclad's a hot lure buy for 08, and why Ironclad's won the overall Best in Show award at the Chicagoland Outdoor Show.
Take it from 2007 Co-Angler of the Year in the American Bass Anglers Grand Slam Series, Billy Applin.
Ironclad baits, they give me that competitive edge, win tournaments day in and day out.
Discover why nearly indestructible Ironclads are ushering in the soft bait revolution.
Or take it from Thomas Jones, 2007 National Champion of the American Bass Anglers Fishing Tour.
Yeah, I've caught 16 bass on one Ironclad lure in 3 hours.
Anglers, ask for Ironclad Soft Bait Brands at stores and dealers near you.
Available online at buyironclads.com or call toll-free 877-513-3535.
Tonight, yeah, I'm going to miss her on the day. I've got a bite. All right.
Well, it's time, Jeff, for our fishing report.
All right.
Yes, and this is brought to us by Mercury Outboards, Mercury number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats. And we're going to the Mississippi again, figuring that the West Coast is maybe due to give us a good report there. I've got Jim Lodermeyer of the Great Alma Fishing Float on the line. Jim, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Dan. How are you?
Oh, we're doing okay today.
Good.
So how's fishing on the West Coast today?
It's still, this is really our slowest time of the year, and
oh,
you wouldn't even know it.
Don't tell me that.
it's great. I mean, for being this time of year, we have no complaints. We're getting about every species out there right now, so It's been super.
When you say slow, you mean slow for business or slow for fishing?
Well, normally this time of year, it's a little slower time of year because the walleyes are a little harder to find. Mm-hmm. And but boy, it's not the case. It's really been good.
All right.
So getting, just a variety. We get catfish, northerns, bluegills are in, sheephead are in there keeping everybody busy,
mm-hmm.
A few walleyes and saugers. So it's just a good variety.
Will you have a pretty good crowd this Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, we'll have a nice crowd. Yep. Usually everybody gets a long weekend and take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. But you got room if folks want to come out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many people can you accommodate?
Oh, over 100, I guess. I mean, mm-hmm. It's pretty rare you get that many.
Okay.
That's a very unusual time. You know, it's pretty normal to get 30 or 40 out there, and there's lots of room.
Mm-hmm. Now, walleyes, you say it's usually a slow time of year. How do you catch walleyes this time of year?
Right now, they're picking quite a few up just on night crawlers or leeches. They're taking live bait. Normally, when things start cooling off, we'll get them on jigs and artificial also. But
mm-hmm.
They're really doing unusually well right now.
Live bait right on the bottom, then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we got pretty good current right by the float. We're only about 300 feet from the dam, and so you get the smaller minnows are really plentiful right now around the dam, so it brings in the fish.
Mm-hmm. And how about the catfish? Same thing?
Yep, we're using mostly stink bait for that, for the channel cats.
Okay.
And you just put it on like a rubber worm and throw it out there on the bottom and pretty much just let it set. Unless you're going for like a bigger, like the flatheads or mud cats, then mm-hmm. you use live bait.
Yeah. Now, the flatheads are fish eaters, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you use for them? A little
sucker minnow usually is real good. A small sucker minnow or even a bigger one
mm-hmm.
works real well.
Okay. And have you got bait right there on the float?
Yep. We have a little bait shop to kind of carry all the necessities in there. It's not nothing fancy, but takes care of the basics.
Yeah. Okay.
So
if folks have never been to Alma, how do they reach you?
Well, we have a little dock on the Wisconsin side of the river, and you find that little dock. It's kind of right in the middle of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Go down on the river street, and we have a big instruction board there to tell you what to do. All you do is you lift up a little colored board, and we come over and get you.
Right, basically raise the flag, and you come and get them.
Yep, very simple. Right now we're getting a lot of people coming out just to have lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a little cafe out there, and all the food channels stopped out and had a pretty good meal, and they really got excited, and now everybody's coming out.
Oh, no kidding.
That's kind of fun.
Well, that sounds like something we ought to do, Jeff, just go to the float for lunch.
No kidding. Yeah, getting it every day now.
Now, Jim, if people want to travel up to you, how do they contact you?
AlmaFishingFloat.com is our webpage.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have some... the easiest is probably our cell phone numbers because we're always on the go.
Okay.
One is 651-380-7296, and the other one is 651-380-5322.
Okay, and you have a phone number with a fishing report on it, too, don't you?
Yep. That's 608-685-FISH, 3474.
Okay.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, I guess. All right, well, Jim, I hope you have a great weekend. And
it will be.
We'll talk to you again in the fall.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
That was Jim Lodermeyer of the Alma Fishing Float, and that segment was brought to you by Mercury, number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats.
Well, Dan, what's coming up on Outdoor Wisconsin this next week?
Well, Jeff, Tom Neubauer is fishing for bass and pike on Okauchee Lake. And Charlie and Cindy Overton are cooking up Catalina walleye, one of their favorite walleye dishes.
Yeah.
Yes, in a Dutch oven. But we've got a lot of events, don't we?
Sure. The New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse has a fall walleye tactics seminar with Crestliner Pro staffer Jim O'Brien, Tuesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. They also have a meat processing, sausage making, and smoking workshop Tuesday, September 16th from 6 to 8. Topics include meat grinders, mixers, slicers, tenderizers, and the workshop will also cover dehydrators, food savers, sausage stuffers, and smokers. For more information on all the events at your New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse, you can give them a call at 262-641-2000 or visit them on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
Making me hungry with all that meat processing. And the Rough Grouse Society has some events coming up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's a banquet on September 4th. And in Marquette, Michigan, the fourth annual Fun Hunt and Training Day will be September 6th. In fact, there are a number of events September 6th in Michigan. In Kalamazoo, there's the seventh annual Kids Day on the 6th. And in the Petoskey area, the Al Litzenberger chapter is holding its annual Fun Hunt, the fourth annual, on the 6th. And the Andy Ammon chapter in Jackson, Lansing, Michigan area, will hold an inaugural Fall Fun Hunt on September 6th. And then the next day, September 7th, the North Central Michigan chapter in the Houghton Lake area will have its event. And the Eastern UP chapter in St. Ignace on September 7th, Sunday, will have its second annual Youth Hunt and Sporting Clays Shoot. Lots going on in Michigan coming up in the next week or so. For details on these and other events, log on to ruffedgrousesociety.org and click on the drop-down menu Membership Information, then on Events and Banquets. Check out the bargains on the rgstravel.org website and check out the RGS National Upland Bird Dream Hunt Raffle with some great prizes, including a sharptail and Hungarian partridge hunt in Montana and a ticket to the Ruffed Grouse Society National Grouse and Woodcock Hunt in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And Milford Hills Hunt Club has its Fall Sporting Clays League starting September 6th. For information on that, you can log on to milfordhills.com or call 920-699-2249.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a Pheasant Field Day Saturday, September 6th. 8 a.m. is registration at the State Game Farm in Poinette, Wisconsin. You can join them for presentations by the DNR and Pheasants Forever. Some dog training seminars will be held, trapping demonstrations, and fur bearer management as well. I'll get some tours of the state game farm going on. BB gun and archery range will be there and more, so you can bring the whole family. Everybody can be involved. Food will be available on site with proceeds going to the Friends of the McKenzie Environmental Education Center.
And the DNR and Wisconsin Trappers Association will hold a trapper education class at Sand Hill Outdoor Skills Center near Babcock, September 13th and 14th. First-time trappers in Wisconsin are required to take this course. The course is open to anyone 12 years of age and older, and pre-registration is required. The course costs only $25, and that includes a trapper education manual, three meals, refreshments, and overnight lodging. For more information, contact Sand Hill Outdoor Skills Center at 715-884-2437.
Lots of upcoming hunting seasons going on right around the corner, a few days from now.
That's right, yeah. September 1st, Monday, Labor Day, the dove season and the early Canada goose season will open. And on September 3rd, the black bear season starts. And September 6th, we've got sturgeon hook and line fishing season. And September 13th, a whole bunch of them open.
Yeah.
Some of our favorites, archery deer, squirrel, fall turkey, and rough grouse in the northern zone, Zone A. We'll be right back after this.
Nobody got past red. And the warden's saying, come on, somebody, why don't you run? Old red ditching.
Worked all week, got it all done. Let's make a Tennessee River
run. This next segment is brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com, and by Midwestern Shooters Supply, located at Highways 41 and 67 in Lomira, on the web at mwshooters.com. And, Jeff, we've got some folks from Sheboygan.
Yeah, my neck of the woods, huh?
Yes, Sean and Connie Clark. Sean, how are you?
Good, good.
And Connie, how are you today?
Great.
Well, that's good. Sean, for folks who may not know, is a columnist, the outdoors writer, in fact, for the Sheboygan Press. And, Sean, you wrote a column in last Sunday's paper, answering the question, why do I hunt? And that's something that a lot of outdoor communicators are often asked to share with their readers or their viewers or their listeners. What are some of the reasons you hunt?
Well, I hunt because it's great to be out in the woods. It's
uh-huh.
just being around animals. I like being around the deer. I like being around the birds that get close to me, the squirrels, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
I like the relaxation part of it. And like it says in the article, I like the excitement when I see one coming towards my stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to describe it, and people that don't hunt just don't seem to understand that. And until they get out in the woods and actually try it, I kind of think they're missing out.
Right. And, of course, you, you're a longtime hunter, but you introduced Connie to hunting. Connie, how long have you been hunting?
About 3 years.
3 years. Now, you just had a special hunt last week that Sean emailed me about, and we've got a picture of you and a trophy animal that we're going to put on our e-newsletter this week. Why don't you tell us what you shot?
I shot a 400-pound bear, black bear.
Wow.
Wow is about all Jeff and I can say.
That's way better than I've ever done.
Uh-huh. Now, Sean, you've taken a few bears, right?
Yeah.
And where have you hunted bears?
I've hunted in Canada as well. I've hunted in northern Wisconsin up near Merrill.
Mm-hmm.
This was a different outfitter that we tried out this time, though. So tried a little bit closer to home than what we normally had then.
Okay, and this was, just so folks understand, this was in Ontario because Wisconsin's bear season opens on September 3rd, so you didn't jump the gun or anything in Wisconsin. So Connie, was this your first bear?
Yes, it was.
And how did you, what did you shoot it with?
I used a bow.
Okay.
So 3 years of hunting,
uh-huh.
And you take a bow, a 400-pound bear with a bow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So what was it like?
It was really, I don't know, it was exciting.
Uh-huh. Now,
it was the second one I seen.
Oh, you saw two?
I saw two.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you shoot the first one?
It was a smaller one.
Okay.
And it just didn't give me a shot.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, when you first see an animal, your nerves, you know, I had to control the nerves a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
once the first one, I saw the first one, and then the second one came in, I was fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the first one really kind of calmed you down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. Now, you're hunting over bait, right, from a stand?
Yes.
Okay. Were you up in a tree?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what distance did you have for a shot?
It came in at 12 yards.
Wow.
Okay. And where'd you hit it?
Right behind the front leg.
Right where she wanted to.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
And right in the boiler room.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
It took off.
When he ran off, what did you think?
I just hoped that I had a great shot on it, and
uh-huh.
it wasn't just injured me, you know.
Yeah. Okay. How far did it go?
I'd say about 150, 200 yards.
Okay.
Well, that's not that bad. I mean, there's been people that track him all night long, to
right,
miles,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, this was where in Ontario?
Just outside of Thunder Bay.
Okay. And who was the outfitter?
WFO Outfitters.
Okay. And you've not hunted with them before, you said?
No. I had a friend of mine that hunted with them
mm-hmm.
Two or three years ago, I think it was, and he kind of referred me to them. So, and then we talked to him at the Green Bay Deer Classic.
Okay.
Decided to hook up with them then at that point.
Yeah, and you went up there. Now, this was last week. I remember you sent me an email, and a lot of your friends, too, saying, we're off to hunt bears, and you actually kind of got fired up for your hunt with a concert the night before, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to see Ted Nugent.
Okay, where was he playing?
He was playing in Green Bay.
Okay, yeah, he was in Green Bay, what, Thursday, and then down in Beaver Dam on Friday night. Some of our friends from the Wisconsin Sports Fest a couple weeks ago went down to hear him there. So, okay, so old Ted fired you up. Did he sing Fred Bear?
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you went up to Ontario.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how long were you up there?
About a week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it right away, or were you able to relax for a few days afterwards?
I got mine on the first night we got to hunt, so that I had lots of time to sit around.
There you go.
She got about 90 minutes of bear hunting in, and it was. She's averaging 400 pounds of bear for every hour and a half she's in the woods.
I suppose.
That's good. That's good. Dare I ask how you did, Sean?
I'd like to tell you, but I didn't even see one.
Really?
I just happens, I guess.
Yep.
My baits were getting hit,
mm-hmm.
just not when I was there.
Wow, okay. And
she really put the screws in me this time.
Well, how about the other hunters in camp?
They scored about half of them got them.
Mm-hmm.
Connie, you just said you got an email from them saying they got like three or four more this week, or since we left.
Since we left, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
a little slow.
Yeah, okay. Well, and how big were the others?
Oh, they were average. They seemed to all be averaging pretty decent size. They got one smaller one the last night we were there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't even 250. I think it was probably around 200. That was probably the smallest one.
Mm-hmm.
The rest were all going anywhere from I'd say 250 to 400 on up, you know.
Okay.
On up to about 400. Connie's was the biggest one, actually, the week we were there. So.
Yeah. Now, you indicated in your email that you think it might make Pope and Young.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that that requires some drying and then measuring the skull, right?
Yeah.
How long have you got to wait till it's measured?
60 days.
Okay.
Right now, we took the bear into the taxidermist, and he's going to get the skull out for us and whatever, and then we're going to have it measured from there.
Okay. Have you had any bear roasts yet?
We're waiting for the meat yet.
Okay. So, Connie, what are you going to do with this 400-pound bear?
It's getting mounted, a three-quarter mount.
Okay. You got a spot for him picked out?
Oh, yeah. We're going to take his smaller one down off the wall.
Ooh, nice coming out of my back there.
Yeah. why not put the bigger one kind of beaten up on the smaller one? That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I don't want to give you any ideas.
In
trouble, but...
I'll never live that one down with my buddies, then, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Well, but you must feel proud to have a wife who now has been hunting 3 years and has killed a trophy bear.
She's also got she shot a Russian boar over at Ted Nugent's ranch up in Sunrise Acres there.
Wow. Okay. Also with a bow?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So tell us why you enjoy hunting, Connie.
Oh, it's nice and quiet in the woods. And I like the hunting part because when you do get that animal, it's not just a trophy. It's actually dinner, and it's healthier than some of the other meat that you can go to the store to buy.
Mm-hmm. So you eat venison, I would imagine?
Yep.
Yep. Have you taken a deer with your bow?
Not yet.
I was just going to ask, are you going to go out deer hunting?
Hopefully this summer. This evening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go out bow hunting and see if you can top your husband again with that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We'll give her ideas.
Well, you know, my wife said the same thing. She shot her first deer last fall with a rifle, and the reason she started hunting is she said, you know, I'm eating this venison, and I might as well take it myself if I'm eating it. You know, she wanted to feel part of the food chain, so to speak, and she killed a nice big doe, and we're still eating it.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And I find a lot of women have that very practical attitude. I mean, they enjoy the hunt, but also, hey, I'm putting food on the table. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm actually featuring that in this coming column for this weekend about women hunting with their husbands or their boyfriends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to encourage. I always try to encourage more women to go out hunting with them. I know some guys that got the edges on, left the old lady at home kind of thing, you know, and I think that's kind of stupid, but... Bring the wife out with you. You know, maybe give them a chance. You know, I mean, it's
You figure you could make it definitely a family outing. You know,
right?
The husband and wife go, and the kids will probably follow up if that's the case. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, we're really pleased to hear that you two enjoy it, and Sean, that you're sharing your sport. Unlike a lot of guys who, like you say, I'd rather keep the wife at home and go enjoy hunting with the guys. You know, we need more hunters in this sport.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And the next generation of hunters are more likely to hunt if their mothers and both parents hunt. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great thing for the women to be out with the guys and as well as the kids. You know.
And well, Connie, congratulations on your trophy bear.
Thank you.
And Sean, we'll look for your column. And the folks who want to read it can go online, right?
Yep. And SheboyganPress.com.
Okay, SheboyganPress.com, and then just click on Sports and Outdoors, and you can read Sean's column in Sunday's paper about women hunting, and I'm sure you're going to have a picture of Connie and that bear, right?
Yeah, it'll be there.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and you have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That segment was brought to you by Midwestern Shooters Supply, located at Highways 41 and 67 in Lomira, on the web at mwshooters.com. And by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only 5-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com.
I spent a lot of time in the great outdoors, and I found that nothing cooks better or faster than a Camp Chef modular cooking system. It's great for cooking, grilling, frying, or even smoking. And these heavy-duty kitchens are built to go anywhere. Plus, if your power goes out, they're perfect as an emergency kitchen. Want to make a good thing that much better? Try customizing your Camp Chef kitchen with a complete line of accessories. So if you want high performance from a great portable kitchen, make Camp Chef your choice for great outdoor meals.
Camp Chef's lineup of outdoor cooking gear can help you prepare great meals outdoors anytime, anywhere. Slow smoke ribs in the smoke vault on a lazy afternoon. Get camp meals done fast and tasty with an Explorer stove. And be the envy of every other tailgater at the game using the big gas grill. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. Now in your neck of the woods at Cabela's, Dick's, Gander Mountain, Lowe's, Mills Fleet Farm, Sportsman's Warehouse, and other fine outdoor retailers.
LakeLink, the hottest website in the great outdoors, just keeps getting better and better.
Log on and get all the latest fishing reports posted by fishermen just like you. Check out LakeLink's hunting forums, great recipes, product reviews, moon charts, pros pointers, and weather center.
LakeLink has been providing up-to-the-minute hunting and fishing reports for over 10 years.
As a member of LakeLink, you'll have access to lake maps that you can customize. You can add rock bars, weed lines, and other structure not shown on printed maps. And LakeLink will put GPS coordinates on your map to mark your spots.
You can also sell your used fishing gear at the online trading post and have fishing reports sent directly to your computer.
The LakeLink Advantage program offers discounts to LakeLink members at outdoor establishments throughout Wisconsin and beyond.
You can also catch us, Dan and Judy, on the LakeLink radio page. That's lake-link.com, keyword radio. Listen to this week's show or catch any of our past shows and send us your ideas or enter our weekly drawings for great giveaways. All on lake-link.com, keyword radio.
Do you care enough to buy the best equipment? Unfortunately, what's desirable to you is desirable to thieves, too.
Introducing DuraSafe's trolling motor lock that fits all Minn Kota transom mount trolling motors.
It eliminates the hassle of removing and reattaching your motor whenever you pull into shore or while you sleep.
Visit DuraSafeLocks.com today to learn more about the DuraSafe trolling motor lock, inexpensive, lightweight protection for your valuable investment.
That's DuraSafeLocks.com.
Well, Jeff, it's time to look north again.
Up to Ashland County?
Ashland County, and this is our Ashland County Fall Hunting and Fishing Report brought to us by Ashland County on the web at visitashland.com. And Roger LePenter of Anglers All, Captain Roger LePenter, I should say, is our guest today. Raj, how are you today?
I'm doing real well.
Oh, that's good. So, gosh, bear season coming up, September 3rd it starts, and fall fishing, lots of stuff going on, I would imagine.
Oh, this is such a great time of year. The hard thing is getting up and deciding which thing you're going to head out to do.
Flip a coin, I always say.
Yeah, there's the baiting, like you said, the baiting starts on the 3rd, or the hunting starts on the 3rd for bear, mm-hmm. and there's lots of bear this year. The hunters should be very successful.
Good.
Although there's been a great wild berry crop this year, just all kinds of berries in the forest, so they're going to be very selective for a while, but once they get them coming in, I don't think they're going to have a problem at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should be pretty fat, too, and probably blue lips from all the blueberries.
You've got it. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, we had a great season for raspberries down here, and blackberries are pretty much finishing up. I imagine they're just coming on up there, huh?
Yeah, actually they're starting to wind down a little bit right now, yeah.
Okay.
But it's still, you can still go out and find some.
All right. Well, how about the fishing?
Fishing has been excellent. This has been one of the better years I've seen since I've been here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the salmon and the trout are starting to move into the bay. We're seeing some steelhead around. It's just been a good mixed bag. Out where we're fishing bass, we're picking up trout and salmon.
Hmm. Well, yeah. Okay. So if folks want to target the trout and salmon, what should they do?
Well, obviously, trolling's still probably the most popular technique for going after them.
Mm-hmm.
There's fellas still trolling spoons down deep for the lake trout, but the early morning fishermen are doing real well on both both the trout and salmon.
Okay. And that's pretty close to shore, isn't it?
It's
okay.
Basically right on shore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right at the river mouths, and they're just starting to stage.
Yeah, I remember, gosh, I don't want to tell you how many years ago it was, but I used to troll off Washburn and, you know, basically from Barksdale on up to Houghton. And, you know, if you needed more than one pass to catch your five fish, you know, it was an unusual day.
Yeah, very true. It hasn't, they haven't moved that far in yet.
Okay.
They're probably, well, you can even get them off the coal dock in Washburn. Let's say they're that far right now.
Okay.
So another week, and we've had some super cold nights here the last couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
It should drop the temperatures, and they should start moving throughout the whole day.
Okay. And how about the bass now? Have they moved deep yet?
The bass are deep, and the fishing's been just super. The rock pile, the point of Long Island, the breakwall, all that has been just exceptional.
How are you catching them?
It's almost all live bait fishing right now.
Hmm.
It's big sucker minnows, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. And how about the pike?
Pike have been same places. They're out mixed in with all the other fish.
No kidding.
We're finding them on the deeper weed beds, the 15 to 30 foot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good number of pike being caught on a daily basis.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a good time of year. You know, there's still, the river's got a lot of crappies in it, a lot of walleyes, smaller walleyes, finally.
Yeah.
So it's been really a good time to go.
Okay.
So if you've got an extra day off this next week, you make your way up to Ashland County and get some fishing in, huh?
I would definitely recommend it. Even the inland river fishing has really turned on for smallmouth and muskies and walleyes. Just really, really good.
Well, I'm going to be up there, as you know, in October with you and with Steve Cervenka and a TV crew, and we're going to do some... river smallmouth, and well, I don't know, would the smallmouth still be going then, do you think?
It's kind of depends on the water temperature.
Yeah, but muskies for sure.
Muskies for sure. Yeah. We had five of them in the boat yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was on the unnamed fork of the unnamed river, right?
Exactly.
Well, Roger, how can people get in contact with you for either fishing reports or to fish with you or anybody else in the area?
Oh, they can reach us at the shop at 715-682-5754, or they can call the Chamber of Commerce in Ashland, and they'll forward them to us.
Okay. And, of course, you've got a website, too, anglersallwisconsin.com.
Correct.
All right. Well, Roger, we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks, and hope you have a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you real soon.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Take care.
You bet.
That was Roger LePenter of Anglers All in Ashland, and that segment was brought to you by the Ashland Area Chamber of Commerce on the web at visitashland.com. Well, Jeff, it's time for the Camp Chef Cooking Corner.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of the show.
I know it is, and you're always drooling when we get to
exactly.
See these recipes. And this is brought to us by Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors, on the web at campchef.com. And Cindy Overton is our gal on the spot with the outdoor recipes to share with us. And Cindy, how are you today?
Oh, really good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. And we're a little hungry, so what you got for a Labor Day weekend special?
Well, I was just going to ask you if you're ready for a big Labor Day dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially one cooked outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
How about honey glazed pork ribs?
Ooh. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we always specialize in a little different. You know, you don't want to get tired of them hamburgers and hot dog things. So we go a little more, but nothing that's really involved. So
okay.
We got a honey glazed pork ribs. They're real easy to do. And I got the recipe. You ready?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. We're going to take a half a cup of soy sauce, a half a cup of apple juice, one cup of honey,
mm-hmm.
and about a tablespoon of garlic powder.
Okay.
And then mix all that up in a large baggie, like a Ziploc type baggie.
Okay.
Put about 4 pounds of boneless pork ribs in there.
Uh-huh.
After you get all that sauce mixed up.
Yeah.
Place the ribs in the baggie, squish it around real good, and just let it sit in the baggie for 4 or more hours.
Okay, so it marinates then.
You're going to marinate it, you
mm-hmm.
betcha.
All right.
So if you're out camping, put it in your cooler. You don't want to leave it sitting out.
Right.
And, about two or three times during that 4 hours, you want to go in and squish the baggie, make sure that the marinade keeps covering all those ribs up.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you're ready to cook, you're going to take your 12-inch Dutch oven, just put the ribs and the sauce and everything right in the bottom of the Dutch oven, put 9 coals on the bottom and 15 coals on the top, and let it bake for about 90 minutes.
Okay.
And about every 15, 20 minutes, you just want to give the ribs a little stir so they cook evenly.
Okay, that sounds easy.
It's really easy.
Now,
and really good.
A lot of these recipes you're given, I just cook for myself most of the time anyways, but how much would this particular recipe serve?
Well, it depends. It might serve average about 4 people.
4 pounds of ribs, you know?
Yeah, or if you got hungry Boy Scouts or hungry teenagers.
I was just going to say college freshmen.
Yeah,
college freshmen, one.
But, gosh, 4 pounds of boneless ribs, that's a lot of meat.
That's a lot of meat. So, 4 to 6 people probably, though.
Mm-hmm.
You usually look at half to a third of a pound, or half to two-thirds of a pound per person. So, maybe 6 people or more.
Okay. And how would you serve this?
How do you serve it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's...
With lots and lots of napkins.
Okay. And what's on the side?
Oh, you could put on the side. You could put rice on the side or nothing else. Put my cowboy beans on the side.
I was going to say, those cowboy beans from 2 weeks ago, which the recipe we had on our e-newsletter. And we'll put this recipe on our newsletter. You'll email it to us, right?
You betcha. I sure will. As soon as we hang up, I'll email it to you.
Okay. So, Labor Day weekend, where are you this weekend?
This weekend, I am at Diamond Lake Campground, and that's a real neat place. They had us last year. It's in Porterfield, and they're actually a trout farm.
Now, where is Porterfield?
Oh, yeah, ask me that.
Oh, okay.
It's wherever my little GPS sends me.
All right. And how about next weekend?
Next weekend, I'm at Camp Caganza in Stoughton.
Okay, yeah, we know that one. That's right on Lake Caganza.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we're going to be camping out there, and most of these weekends we're doing a dinner with them. So
wonderful.
I'm sure it's not too late to sign up for a dinner. If you want to come to dinner at Camp Caganza, I'm sure they'd be glad to have you.
Okay. Well, folks, Diamond Lake Campground this weekend and Camp Caganza next weekend. And if you smell the cooking, just go up there and look for Cindy and say hello and tell her you saw her on Outdoor Wisconsin or heard her on Outdoors Radio.
That's right. Remember, anyone who sees or hears us or comes up and tells us you saw or heard us with any of Dan's stuff, you're going to get that extra special free gift just from us.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Cindy. You have a great couple weekends, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Cindy.
You betcha. Talk to you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Cindy Overton of Black Pot Demos, and you can learn about her schedule on blackpotdemos.com. And that was the Camp Chef Cooking Corner, brought to us by Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors, on the web at campchef.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Midwestern Shooters Supply is the place to go for great deals on all your outdoor gear. Stop in today at the corner of Highways 41 and 67 in Lomira or check them out online at mwshooters.com. While they last, save 25 to 30% on all the range guns that were used at the Great Outdoors Festival. Guns by Beretta, Stoger, Franke, Uberti, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger. Don't miss the Browning shoot at Wild Wings Hunt Club at Campbellsport on Saturday, September 6th. A Browning rep will be there with a selection of new guns and you can shoot them free of charge. Midwestern's tree stand sale runs September 4th through 13th. Save 10 to 30% on tree stands by Summit, big dog, and gorilla. Save money on archery gear, too. Buy a new Quest bow by G5 and get $100 worth of G5 accessories. Bring in your bow to get it ready for fall hunting and get 25% off on a bow tune-up. Visit Midwestern Shooters Supply today. Call 920-269-4995 or shop online at mwshooters.com.
Imagine a magnificent European-style lodge for your wedding or corporate retreat. Milford Hills Hunt Club can provide the perfect setting with its stunning architecture amidst beautiful Wisconsin scenery, complete with a full-service bar and catering, great rates, and a staff that's ready to pamper your guests from the time they arrive. For a class reunion, rehearsal, or any special event, call Milford Hills at 920-699-2249, W5670 French Road in Johnson Creek.
Hey, Judy, want to pull in to shore and get some lunch?
I don't know. I hate to leave the boat sitting here with all these expensive electronics on board.
Not a problem. Look, I've got a universal electronics lock from DuraSafe. It's a tough little inexpensive way to stop electronics thieves dead in the water.
That sounds cool. Hey, if you like that idea and want to know more, visit DuraSafeLocks.com today and check out the universal electronics lock.
That's DuraSafeLocks.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. Your new Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse is a Wisconsin-owned company that features everyday low pricing with the most knowledgeable staff in the industry. On the rare occasion a local competitor has a lower price, your Sportsman's Warehouse store will do everything they can to meet or beat that price. You'll find the best prices on great brands like Danner, Benelli, Remington, PSE, Browning, St. Croix, Filson, Drake, and many more at Sportsman's Warehouse.
This last portion of our show is brought to you by the Ruffed Grouse Society, celebrating over 45 years of habitat improvement for ruffed grouse, woodcock, and other forest wildlife, on the web at ruffedgrousesociety.org. Well, Jeff, this is the time of year when all the outdoor activities kind of start overlapping and blending together.
Yeah, the fishing, the hunting, the hiking, even the last-minute camping for the season.
Sure.
Everybody's in the woods and enjoying themselves. But it's time to look at it as a whole and realize that everybody has an opportunity to be in the woods, in the wilderness, and people got to share that space and conserve it and take care of it and things like that.
That's right. And, you know, there's room for all of us as long as we recognize the rights of other people, whether they be hikers or horseback riders or ATV riders on the proper trails.
Sure.
Or fishermen, berry pickers, people who gather nuts or fall mushrooms.
Yep.
There's room for everybody. And folks, if you are not a hunter, you should be aware that bear hunters are out there in early September, that the deer hunters will very soon, in a couple of weeks, be in their stands and camouflaged and looking for deer, and the grouse hunters will be out there in the aspen woods. And, you know, you should just probably wear some blaze orange when you're out hiking.
It's not a bad idea. Blaze orange, cheap blaze orange vest or
sure.
T-shirt or something bright in color that people would be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Make you aware of yourself.
Yeah,
in the woods, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunters and fishermen are the ones who pretty much pay for conservation in this country and certainly in Wisconsin. And they'll be out in force in the fall, but that doesn't mean that non-hunters and non-anglers can't enjoy the woods, too.
And a lot of the things that I see you doing a lot of ice fishing and stuff, too, is the garbage and trash left out this time of the year by some of the hunters and some of the fishermen and the campers and the hikers. If you're walking through, pick up the trash that you see. Don't let it sit there over the winter for the next person to find. Just pick it up right away and throw it away because we all got to share this space.
Good thought, yeah. You know, when I used to do a lot of small stream trout fishing, I always had a creel with me, and I would usually bring out as much trash as fish in that creel. So
sure.
Carry an extra bag or a bucket or use those cargo pockets on your jeans to bring out any trash, and you'll be doing us all a favor. Well, have a great Labor Day weekend, what's left of it, and enjoy Wisconsin's great outdoors, and we'll talk to you again next week. You've been listening to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. on the web at MilfordHills.com.
In the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey,